Family Home Evening. For Little Friends. Christmas Smiles by Brittany Schetzelaar, based on a true story. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Messiah chapter 2, verse 17. Time to go shopping for Christmas presents, Mom called. Four-year-old Kirsten hopped to the car. Kirsten liked getting presents. She wanted a new doll with curly hair. As they drove to the store, Mommy turned around in her seat. Tonight we are buying presents for another family. They won't have any if we don't help, she said. What? Asked Kirsten. And no presents for us? We are going to share our presents. You will still get some, but not as many. Remember, we talked about this in Family Home Evening. Kirsten frowned. We don't know the family, Mom said, but you can help Dad and me find presents. Hooray, Deanna said. Kirsten frowned harder. Her bottom lip stuck out, and the corners of her mouth pushed down as far as they would reach. At the store, Kirsten helped Brittany. They walked up and down the aisles until they saw the games. Kirsten picked one in a gray box for the boy. Good choice, Brittany said. Kirsten's frown started to shrink, but only a little. Next, Julian wanted to buy some good-smelling soap for the mom. Kirsten helped Julian pick a happy peach scent. Mmm, Julian said as she took a sniff. My favorite. The corners of Kirsten's mouth got a little higher. She almost smiled. When they were done buying presents, Kirsten and her family went home and wrapped them. Kirsten wrapped a scarf for the girl and tied it with a fluffy bow. That looks beautiful, Mom said. Kirsten couldn't help it. An itty-bitty smile kept sneaking onto her face. Mom put all the presents in a big box. They sang Christmas carols all the way to the family's house. Kirsten's smile got a little bigger. Dad started to take the box out of the car. Can I come? Asked Kirsten. Of course, Dad said. Dad carried the box to the door, and Kirsten rang the doorbell. A teenage girl with sad eyes answered. Merry Christmas, said Dad and Kirsten. They put the box in the girl's hands. The girl smiled, and then Dad and Kirsten ran away before she could ask them questions or find out what was in the box. Kirsten skipped around the corner to where Mommy and her family were waiting in the car. Kirsten could see her brothers and sisters' smiles through the car windows. Did you have fun? Mommy asked. Kirsten didn't even have to answer. Mom could tell just by looking at Kirsten's face. She had the biggest smile of them all. End of Christmas Smiles by Brittany Schetzelaar.
End of the section for Little Friends.